Start your day at the Torreway, North West London. Wednesday, 15th of Teves, 27th of December. Dayan Moshe, David Elzar Shlita, Yayin Mavushal. This week's Torreway is sponsored by Family Stimla on the 5th Yatza of their dear father, Mr. Wally Stimla, Zechron Lebrocha. The Bisrael Zay Ben Ribtsvi Osher Stimla, Zechron Lebrocha's Yatza is on Friday. Also, let's go to Hashvim Achayim, but Mashmil Chamosh, Shaps of Vodahim, Bemehirol Shalom.
Okay, Merav Arvesai, Yain Mevushal, we're all used to it that we have wine in our house. Some wine is Yain Mevushal, some is not Mevushal. And Yain Mevushal, we're mekel. We leave it for Goyim to touch at Simchas. Goyim pour that wine, open that wine, move that wine. It's as if it is lemonade. And the Shaila is that correct or is it not correct? And that's what we'll try to establish today. So let's start first with the Isser of Stam Yain, which sometimes people confuse with Yain Neser. Yain Neser is Yain that's used for Avodah Zarah, Tikreves Avodah Zarah, and that is also min haTorah. Stam Yain is wine that is being produced by a goy or touched by a goy. Has nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. And min haTorah it's mutar, you can drink it, no problem. Chachomim made gzera. Some say the gzera is already from the time of Daniel. Some say it's even earlier that Pinchas already made that gzera. And afterwards, the Batidin, Beishamer, Beis Hillel, added to it, and not just when you drink together with a goy, even if you drink it by yourself. And the difference between the Isser of Stam Yain and many other Issurim is that it's even Osir Bahanoah, and we'll see in a minute why. And also its punishment is very severe. Chazal were very makbit on the Isser of Stam Yain. Now, what's the reason? Why did Chazal, or even earlier sources, Asser Stam Yain? So the Ran brings two reasons. One, he says, is it's a gzere because of Yain Neser. We were afraid that people will use Yain Neser. Therefore, they assert any wine touched or produced by a goy. That's one reason. And the second, he says, is Mishum B'nei Seyem. Mishum B'nei Seyem, because of their daughters, is because of intermarriage. And the same way as in Maseches Avodah Zarah, there are other Isurim that are because of Bnei Seyem. It's also to have Pas Akum, because we're afraid that you socialize too much with a goy. It's also to have Bishul Akum. Again, the same reason. It's all because Bnei Seyem. Similarly, they also assert wine, and it can be wine produced by a goy or touched by a goy. So the Ran asks, why do we need both reasons? One by itself should be enough. So he says, if the reason would have been just Mishum B'nei Seyem, that's because of intermarriage, there should have only been a Isser Achila, because the same way, or Shtiyah you would say, the same way as Bishul Akum is not Osir Bahanoah, and Afias Akum is not Osir Bahanoah, also Stam Yain shouldn't have been Osir. That's why we need the reason of Yain Nesech, which is Osir Bahanoah, and it's a gzera because of Yain Nesech. Why do we need the reason of Bnei Seyem? He says that if we would only have the reason of Yain Nesech, since Yain Nesech is not something that is around very much, Chazal would have never made the gzere. So the maskon according to the Ran is that they made the gzere because of Bnei Seyem, like Bishul Akum and like Afias Akum, but they made it similar to Yain Nesech because of Yain Nesech, and therefore it's even Osir Bahanoah. There are enough kaminas between the reasons even. The Rashbam says, B'shem Rashi, that nowadays our goyim don't know how to serve proper Avodah Zarah. This has applications in Halacha L'maisa also. And therefore he says that the reason because of Yain Nesech wouldn't be applicable at all. And the Ran explains that therefore that wine that was just touched by goy and therefore, Mishum Bnei Seim wouldn't be applicable. Mishum Bnei Seim is when you socialize, when you drink together, not when it's with touch. Then, according to that Rashi, that would be Mutar. We don't paskal like that, but you see, there's nafkaminis between the different reasons. That's as far as Stam Yain is concerned. Now, let's talk about Yain Mevushol, literally cooked wine, and see why it's Mutar. What is Yain Mevushol, and is our Yain Mevushol really Yain Mevushol? So let's start first with Yain Mevushol itself. So the Gemara in Avodah Zorah Daf Lamed says that Shmuel v'Avleit, Avleit was a goy, they were sitting together, Aviyasya, Aiselika Mayu Chamre Mevushle. They brought in front of them Yain Mevushol. And Mashkeli Yodi Shmuel had it. Omale Shmuel Hare Omro Yain Mevushol Ein Beimshum Yain Nesech. Shmuel said, "We know Yain Mevushol. There is no Yain Nesech." Now, what it doesn't mean is the following. The Gemara says Omut earlier. Rabbi Loi says very clearly that Yain Mevushol Shel Oiv Dekechovim Shohiyam Mitchilosa Yain Oser. You had wine that was produced by a goy. Yeah, it was Yain Stam Yain, and now you cook it. That is osur. We're speaking about wine that never became osur, that was produced by a yid, then it was cooked, and then a goy touches it or a goy serves it, something like that. Yeah, you shouldn't make a mistake to think that any wine was mevushal, even if the goy produced it or the goy touched it. Therefore, when yain mevushal is in practice produced at wineries, it's produced with all the same chumras as normal wine is produced. It's just that at the end, cooking takes place. And once the cooking takes place, then a goy can touch it or do anything else to it. So that's what the Gemara says. Now, the Hagos Ashri says already, don't think that this is only bidyevet. Bidyevet, if you cooked wine, then there's no isur stam yain. He says, even the chatchile, you can cook wine, in order that afterwards a goy will touch it. Right, so the question is now, why is Yain Mevushol, why is there no gezeira of Stam Yain? So we find three reasons in the Rishonim, and let's go through them. The Rosh says, he says, it's very shrei, I don't understand, why should it be osur? You're going to tell me because the goyim don't use it for Yain Nesach, once it's cooked they don't use it. He says, they also don't use diluted wine, they also don't use. So therefore, also diluted wine, all our wine is diluted, there shouldn't be any problem of Stam Yain. So he says, it cannot be the reason because they don't use it for Yain Nesach. So his maskone is, and that's also the Ritvos maskone, that the reason is, it's because it's a milse de le shchiche. And this is very important, we'll see later how this nigea. It's a milse le shchiche, it's something that's not a regular thing to happen, to have cooked wine. And I can tell you it's not very, if you ask a goy in the street if he ever had cooked wine, I assure you that he never had cooked wine in his life. Besides from some wine maybe in food, but not to drink. And the reason is obvious, because it ruins the wine, cooking the wine. So we'll come to that later. But the Rosh says it's a milsele shchiche, something that's not a regular thing to happen. Milsele shchiche le gozru rabbonon. Therefore, when Chachomim made a gzere of Stam Yain, they did not include Yain Mevushol. Yain Mevushol was never part of the gzere. That's the Rosh's reason. The Rambam has a completely different reason. The Rambam says that I'll read you in Misnasich la'akum Yain Mevushol is not used. It doesn't have an issur of Stam Yain. Ele Yain shul roi lahakriv al gabei hamizbeach. It says very big chiddush. Only wine that a yit can bring on the mizbeach for the nesachim. Only that type of wine Chazal assert. Yeah. So therefore, since you cannot Yain Mevushol is possible in mizbeach, therefore also Yain Mevushol, there's no Isser of Stam Yain. And the Rishonim and the Achrenim all ask on the Rambam, what does Stam Yain have to do with the fact that you have to, that a Yid can be Makrif al Mezbeach or not? And I haven't seen any Teretz there. You know, the Magid Mishnah brings Rishonim and says that Dakin Shebe'ain, you have a psul that's a mum in the eye, which is a psul for Yidden, another psul for Goyim, right? Everybody knows the story about Tisha B'Av, everybody learns that Gemara always, yeah? So, and even there we see that not even the mumim are the same. And for sure, what does it have to do here with Stam Yayin? So that's Nisha B'Tzorach Iyun on the Rambam, why it has to do with that. The Tur B'Pashas could be holds like the Rambam also. Then there's a third reason, and the third reason is the Rashba B'Shem the Rambam. And the Rashba B'Shem the Rambam says that Yayin Mevushel is not called Stam Yayin. That's not called regular wine, but more than he says, it doesn't have a regular taste of wine. And we'll see this is very important, Halacha L'Maaseh. The Rashba says when you cook the wine, the taste changes, and it does usually. And because of that, that's not the wine that Chazal assert. There's nafkaminis according to the reasons. The Hart Zvi has a shaila about wine that's produced by cooking the grapes first, not by cooking the wine eventually, by cooking the grapes. And he's clearing about it if afterwards there's a din of stam yain applicable, or is it yain mevushel? The Moshe Feinstein says it's dovah poshet that has a din of yain mevushel. But according to the reasons, you clear about it. According to the Rosh, that's the milse leshchiche, also to cook grapes and to make wine of it is a milse leshchiche. That's not what normally people do. According to the Rambam, such wine you wouldn't be able to use on the Mizbeach, so also not. But according to the Rashba, B'Shem, the Ramban, it could be that it would be included because the taste hasn't changed at all. The fact that you boiled the grapes before making the wine didn't change the taste at all. So therefore it could be that according to him, according to that sheet, it would be osur. Lemaise, the Moshe says that it's muter. Now, what is considered bishul? And that's very important here. What is considered bishul? We know in Shabbos, bishul is yatze ledesboi. You can have bishul called sorkei. What's mevushul? So the Ramban on the Gemara says, he brings the machlekes. Says, the raibet b'shem rabhai gon, b'shem the goenim says, kimen sheher tiach, Nase mevushol. The moment you have boiled it, it has a din mevushol. What does that mean? The Achonim will say that means yatzelet esboi. Whatever is always considered cooking is yatzelet esboi. Then Yerushalmi says a different shir. Yerushalmi says shememate mimi dosei. The volume becomes smaller. Why does the volume become so? We all know that when you boil something, especially if you overboil, if you let your kettle, if it doesn't stop by itself, and you started with a liter of water, and you let it boil, eventually there's no water left at all. But it's memayid memidosoi, because what happens is when you boil things, it turns from a liquid into a vapor. You know, so therefore that's memayid memidosoi. That's what Yerushalmi says. And the Ramban paskens like Yerushalmi. The Rashba brings both cheetahs, and he says that the halach is for sure like the Goenim, because we're always paskens like the Goenim, not like Yerushalmi. We generally don't paskens like Yerushalmi, only if there are particular reasons for it, he says. But he says it could be that the moment you start boiling it, that means the moment it reaches Yatze Ledesboi, at that stage already it memayid miyidosei, already it becomes less, because that's what boiling does. And the moment you have Yatze Ledesboi, already the shear becomes less. And the Ran says beferish that these two shiurim are exactly the same. Whether it's called boiling Yatze Ledesboi, whether it is memayid miyidosei, the volume becomes less, the Ran says it's exactly the same. Now, the problem is with the Shach in Shulchan Aruch, which I will read you. By the way, this whole halacha is one din in Shulchan Aruch and nothing more than that. Yayin mevushel, shelono, shenoga, bo'eber, kachovim, yayin mevushel, the goy touched it, muter, ume'emosai nikro mevushel, this is what we're discussing now. When is it mevushel? Mishir tiach al gabe ho'esh. So the Mechaber paskens, like the Goenim, that it is mishir tiach al gabe ho'esh once it starts to boil. Says the Shach, It doesn't mean bubbling. No. It doesn't mean that. No.
So what is boiling?
Boiling is yatzeh ledes. Boiling is always considered yatzeh ledes. That's always what boiling is. Says the shach, the haino she yismait mi midosei al yidei resiche. He says it means that by cooking it, mimait mi midosei, the volume is less. So the question is, what does the shach mean? And what does he add? V'chein chosav harashba v'haran. Now, we just spoke about the Rashba and the Ran. The Rashba and the Ran both hold that the two shiurim are the same. Yeah, the Ran says it beferish, and the Rashba says at the end that it's very possible it's like that. The Misher Tiach and Miut Midosoy is the same shiur. So what is the Shach coming to add to the Mechaber? It's Memayit Midosoy, like the Rashba and the Ran said. We know already it's all the same shiur. So Ramesha Feinstein says two pshotim in the Shach. He says that it could be that even less than Yatzeh Ledes Boi, even that would be considered already Mishehir Tiach. Comes to Shach to tell us, no, it has to be at least Yatzeh Ledes Boi, and that's why he's telling us it has to be Memayit Mimi Dosoi, which is at that temperature. It's quite a chiddush to say in the Shach, but that's what Ramesha says. Sorry? Normally considered 42 degrees, something like that. 42, 43, 45.
It should be
hotter.
At 86 degrees.
I'll come to that soon, yeah. Then he says, second pshat in the Shach is like this. You don't know exactly what the shear of Yatzeh Ledes Boi is, so the Shach comes just to tell us a simon. When you see that the volume is decreasing, then you've reached the shear of Mishehir Tiach. But he really, and that's what he says, V'chein Chosav Harashba V'haran, is all the same shear, and it's a siman to know when it reaches that shear. The Minchas Yitzchak and the Shevet HaLevi, they say that that's not the Pshat in the Shach. The Shach means more than Yatzeh Ledes Boi. And one of them says maybe even has to be up to 100 degrees. But why the Shach then brings the Rashba and the Ran remains schwer, and we don't know what the answer is. There's a third shita of what Yain Mevushal is, which is a very chumadik shita, not brought down la halacha, but the Meiri brings in, the Dark Tshuva brings it, or it's actually few simonim together. The wine has to become thicker, that for that you have to boil it a very long time. It has to lose a third of its volume. Again, you have to boil a very long time, or till it becomes sweet. And I don't know exactly what that means. I don't know why by boiling the wine for a longer time it becomes sweeter. I'm not sure about it. Probably becomes more concentrated, and maybe because of that, sweeter. The Shevet HaLevi paskens that 50 degrees is good enough for Yain Mevushal, and the Igros Moshe says 74 degrees. We'll see in a minute. We'll come back to the degrees. What's with our wine? Now we come to our Yain Mevushal. Our Yain Mevushal is cooked not in a pot. Our Yain Mevushal from the factories is heated in a pasteurizer. A pasteurizer basically works, you have hot water or hot steam on one side and the product on the other side, and the product goes through it, and by going through a very hot area, it heats. That's how milk is pasteurized. That's how drinks are pasteurized. That's a pasteurizer. The wine is also pasteurized. I'm using the word pasteurizing at the moment from the system, how it's done, not necessarily the temperature, because pasteurizing is usually done 80 degrees. We'll come back to the temperature. But I'm talking about the system now. The system is that the wine goes through a pasteurizer, therefore is boiled for 5 seconds, 10 seconds, and then goes to a next pasteurizer which has cooled, so to cool down again. Why is it done like that? The reason is like this. As I mentioned earlier, if you boil wine, you ruin it. Because anyone knows basic physics know that when you boil something and there's there's alcohol in there, the alcohol will start to disappear. So you're ruining the wine. So therefore, this whole business of cooking wine in the past never existed. But when And nobody ever wanted to do it because it would ruin the wine. once there was more modern technology available, decided by pasteurizing it, you're not ruining the wine. Now, I remember speaking to wineries, and they said, we don't want to do it. We don't want to ruin our name. Our name is very well known. We put it through a pasteurizer. It will affect it. But over the years, more and more wineries have agreed to do it. Even I was at a certain stage very surprised to see even some sparkling wine already that was Mevushel. The real Choshua wines still will not allow it. If you have champagne, and champagne, according to by law, it has to come from the Champagne region in France. Yeah, if you have champagne, you will not find it Mevushel because they don't want to ruin their names. But that's what Yain Mevushel is. That's what it is. It's boiled for a few seconds and then goes back to the temperature. And most of us who are not big mumchim, probably if I give you the same wine that's mevushel and not mevushel, probably most of you will not. The people who claim they can taste the difference between sherry cask, whiskey, and not sherry, maybe they'll taste this also, but most of us cannot taste it at all. Now, the problem is like this, and the poskim who are machmir bring the following reasons why this is not considered yayin mevushel. Number one is it's only heated for a few seconds, and that's not called mevushel. Mevushel is when you cook it, when it's properly cooked, not for a few seconds. The second thing is it's done in a closed system. That means all what comes off the wine stays in the wine, comes back. All the vapors, everything comes back into the wine. And that leads into the third point, that of course it's not memayit midosei, because my midosei is when you boil in an open pot, yeah, and the evaporation goes away, that evaporation has some wine in it, yeah, or water, to be more correct, doesn't make a difference. That's memayit midosei. When you cook in a closed system, that's not what happens, because whatever evaporated from the wine comes back into it. The fourth reason is they claim that the taste has not been changed. Some claim the taste has been changed, but that's what they say. It hasn't been changed for normal people, at least. And the fifth reason they want to say that today it is a milsede shchicha, because today we do boil wine. So therefore, what Chazal said, milsede shchicha, it is milsede shchicha. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, and also Rabbi Yashu, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman has a long tshuva about it. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, therefore, he does not want to rely on our yayin mevushel. A goy shouldn't touch it, a goy shouldn't serve it, none of that. And Rabbi Shlomo Zalman brings that there was an American Rav, he writes a Rav, Choshuv Me'ot, who wrote to him that the taste does change. And that's why, actually, as I mentioned to you, some wineries will not allow it to be mevushel. And Shlomo Zalman said he spoke again to mumchim, and he didn't change his mind, and he left it as an isser that it's osser. Then they asked him, yeah, but yayin mevushel was never part of the gzeira, as the Rosh says. And if it wasn't part of the gzeira, then you are making a new gzeira that it's osser. And so he answered, he said that since by our cooking it doesn't change the taste, therefore it was nichlal included in the first gezeira, therefore it's not making a new gezeira. But Igros Moshe and Minchas Yitzchok and other achronim are matir yayin mevushel. And there's a sefer called Yayin Malchus, which is ma'arich a lot about stam yayin, and he gives few reasons to be matche, what Reb Shlomo Zalman says. It's a bit schwer for me. I'm a Talmud Reb Shlomo Zalman. I don't want to be matche, but at least to give the tzodeh heter. So he says like this. First of all, he says it is considered a new gzeira to do it, because it was never part of the gzeira. So to say that, to give a reason, because the taste hasn't changed, there was never a gzeira on yayin mevushel. It's a din shochan aruch, and therefore you cannot say that suddenly it becomes osser.
Because every pasteurized wine would be mutar or not?
Okay, I'll come to it in a minute. They say it's totally on the main shita is the Rosh, that's a milsu de leushchiche, something that's not a regular thing to have. It's nothing, we don't hold like the Rashba, b'shem the Ramban, that it's dependent on the taste. And therefore, even if the taste is the same, it doesn't matter because it has been mevushel. And the third reason, yeah?
How do we know that the original gazera wasn't on yayin bebushel? How do we know it?
The Gemara says beferish so. Shmuel drank yayin bebushel.
Does the Gemara say beferish that if it's cooked, it's not yayin bebushel?
Yeah. No, if it's Shmuel was sitting with a goy and they brought wine and Shmuel drank the wine. So why did he drink it? Because it was yayin mevushel. It was kosher wine. The goy served it to him. Yeah, but it was yayin mevushel. And if Shmuel drank it, we can also have it. We can.
Doris, then, shouldn't it?
Sorry.
Should a good enough to go through the Doris?
Okay, but the question is it mevushel or not? That's the question. The question is what we do mevushel or not? Right. The third reason the Mekilim say is that although the taste may not have changed, what the pasteurizing does do is that it stops the wine from fermenting afterwards. So therefore, it does have an effect on the wine. Yeah, and therefore, grape juice generally, there's another system, kind of has some other system. Grape juice is generally mevushel. Why is it that? Because when you produce grape juice, you have to stop the fermentation to make sure it doesn't turn into wine. How do you stop the fermentation? By pasteurizing it. That kills off any bacteria that will cause the fermentation. And therefore, although maybe the taste hasn't changed, but you have changed it into a different type of wine. So the Shevet HaLevi says for sure the touching of a Mechalel Shabbos you can be Mekel. Now, Halacha Lemaise is like this. The Olam is Mekel. That's for sure. There's no question about it. You know, it says Poik Chazam Mai Amadover. You see what people do and the Olam is Mekel. Now, there's two things that you have to know. First of all is what's the temperature, and secondly, should one be Mekel or not? So the temperature, I mentioned earlier already, that it could be, what was it, 50 degrees or 74 degrees. Yeah, some want to claim that even pasteurizing at 80 degrees is not enough. You need really 100 degrees. So Rav Zekbach, Zeichet Tzadik Livroche, who I hold he ran the best hechsher in Europe, yeah, people nutch Rav Zekbach about what temperature, and is it yemevushel, your yayin mevushel, is not mevushel, and he did something very clever. He put on the bottle yayin mevushel at this and this temperature. So therefore he told everybody, sort out your own problems yourself. If you hold this mevushel, then have it. If you hold this not mevushel, don't treat it as mevushel. That was, I think, a very clever answer to what's going on. And I think the reason why he did it was because he wouldn't write about something about cholavaku, well, sort out yourself if you want it or not. He wouldn't have done that. The reason is because he really held that it was mutter and it was yayin mevushel. But people were nooching so much, so he put at what temperature? So if you hold that temperature is not good, then don't have it. So that's as far as the temperature is concerned. So I would say as far as
I thought I've heard somewhere that they do it to 79.6 degrees or
well,
something.
Well, it's very possible because as I say, pasteurizing of milk and soft drinks is usually done at around 80 degrees. So I wouldn't be surprised if 79.6 is the temperature they use. It could be it's the regular temperature of that pasteurizer. Whatever it is, it's for sure considered pasteurized as far as the wine won't ferment anymore. Yeah. So therefore, as far as the temperature is concerned, I don't think anyone has to worry about that the temperature is not good. The question is about the mevushel itself. Is it considered mevushel or not? And we have choshev poskim who say it isn't. We have other choshev poskim who say it is. So I usually, what I do is like this. When I have yayin mevushel, I leave it on the sideboard. And even if the cleaner comes, because she's not meant to move it, but if it would be yayin, that's not mevushel, I have a chashash, she may have moved it. So then it would become osser. But if it's yayin mevushel, I'm not worried about that she may move it, because on that I rely on the yayin mevushel. But I don't have a goy serving me yayin mevushel. And at chasne, I try to avoid that the goy should open the bottle and then it should be served.
If you leave the bottle as you said at home, yeah. It's closed. It's
yeah.
Also
no. If it's sealed, there's no question with it. If it's closed, so if she would move it and would be yayin not mevushel, there would be a problem, even in a bottle. Because shaking it, moving it, even if it's closed. If it's closed, not sealed. If it's sealed, there's no problem. Yeah. So, but to have, as I say, to have a goy serving it, lechatchila. I don't do. As I always say in the halacha things, everybody has their local rof. Baruch Hashem, you can ask your local rof what they do, and you have your minhagim. That's, yeah.
I was in Israel, and the Jewish waiter behind my chair asked me if he could serve me. I said, but you're a Yehudi. He said, but he's not Shomer Shabbos.
Right.
Yeah. I've never heard this before.
So it says in halacha that Mechalel Shabbos has the same din as a goy. So therefore, that's why he asked you if you can serve it. So that's a different child altogether. Who's today a Mechalel Shabbos? Not something to go into, but... Yeah, okay. Well, if it was Yain Mevushel, then for sure, then you had what to rely on. Just want to finish to say that wine is one of the things, together with bread, which has a special bracha. All drinks are shehakol. Yain, wine is something that, although we say Boir Priagofen, it's not Kodesh Baruch Hu, creates everything, but it's only by human being putting in a hishtadlis. That's why wine turns into wine. And that people say is doime to Torah and mitzvahs. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave it to us, but it's our hishtadlis, our work to make more out of it, to do the mitzvahs and to learn Torah. And I hope you mentioned that this was added a bit to learning too. Yeah. Amen. Amen.